Country 102.5.
Hello.
Hello. No.
With Jonathan Weir.
Hello.
And Ayla Brown.
All right, I'd like to welcome right now to the show chart-topping musician, vocalist, songwriter Lindsay L. Her new album, her sophomore album, Heart Theory, came out on Friday. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yay! It's going great.
What a surprise for our listeners. I'm so excited to welcome you back to Boston. How are you?
I am so excited to hear both of your voices. I am so good. Guys, I have been waiting 3 whole years to release this album, and it feels truly amazing to finally get this body of work out there. And seeing all the fans' reaction over the weekend was so crazy. So I'm on cloud nine right now.
Right.
Did you do that 24-hour live stream yet?
Lana, yeah. I sat on Instagram Live for 24 hours straight, starting at midnight on a Thursday night, I guess, or Friday morning, and I went for 24 hours straight. And guys, I did a 24-hour show 5 years ago.
I remember that. In Nashville.
On Broadway.
Yep.
Great memory. Great memory. And after that show, I was like, I'm never doing this again. This is so incredibly exhausting. And sure enough, 5 years later, here I am. But we had so much fun. It's like, it's kind of crazy putting out an album in the middle of a global pandemic because there's so many things that are just unpredictable.
For sure.
And you can't travel anywhere. You know, normal street weeks, we'd be in a different city every day. And so we were like, what if we did a 24-hour live event where we featured every time zone around the world? So we started in Tonga, which is a country that I knew of just from the Olympics, but it's the time zone before New Zealand. And then we went Tonga, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, all the way around the world.
That's amazing.
Ended in Hawaii, brought in speakers and athletes and musicians and chefs, and it was so much fun.
I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud that we have to go back to July 7th because you came out with the news that years ago you were sexually assaulted, and I wrote you an Instagram message because it gave me the power to on air talk about my experience that had happened in my life with being, you know, sexually assaulted. And I just want to say thank you. I'm sure that was really difficult to do, but there are so many women who reached out to me saying that that had happened to them. And so I can only imagine what the outpour of support has been like for you. Can you talk about that for a second? Because Heart Theory really goes through the different levels of going through an experience like this, because from shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, testing, and acceptance. And I'm sure you went through all of that when you're going through the assault.
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you so much, Elena, for having the courage to share your story. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. And I mean, I've never talked about my story as a little girl up until this point, and I just felt so deeply that this was the moment to do that. I went to this place called Youth for Tomorrow 3 years ago and talked to the kids there who basically have been victims of sex trafficking and rape and are aged 12 to 18. And I left that place that day feeling so led and committed to sharing my story, because if I didn't, I felt like I was holding back the opportunity to help other little girls and boys like that, or grown adults like that, because I really feel like this is a hard thing to talk about, being a survivor, and it is something that happens a lot more than a lot of us want to admit. And so I decided to write a song about it. I decided to launch my own foundation around it, truly focusing on letting other survivors know that they're not alone. If I would have had somebody to hold my hand as a 13-year-old girl or as a 21-year-old girl and tell me, Lindsay, it's going to be okay, you didn't do anything wrong, we're going to get through this together, I think I would have healed so much faster. And
right.
So the main intent of my organization and of this song is just to exactly what Alana said, like, let us know that it's okay to feel scared and we're not alone. And the actual first important step to healing is normalizing the shame around it and talking about it.
Yeah, because, well, that's the horrible thing about sexual assault, is it seems like such a private thing, and it is a very private thing, but also it's a thing that happens way, way too often and to way, way too many people. When Ayla shared her story, that was my reaction, was like, oh, great, just one more woman that I know and am close with who's right. gone through something horrendous like this.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan, it's like, it's kind of scary. It's really eye-opening when you do start to talk about it and you realize that, okay, your close friends, maybe even family members or like one degree of separation, a lot of people are affected by it.
Right.
And again, I think the best thing we can do is just creating an environment where you can talk to your loved ones, you can talk to your close friends and let them know that you're there for each other.
Well, thanks for talking to us today. Lindsay L., chart-topping musician, vocalist, songwriter, new album out on Friday, August 14th, so it's already out for you guys to get. Thank you so much for joining us on Country
102.5. So much. I can't wait to come back to Boston and say hello. I miss you all more than you know.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Country 102.5 with Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Talk about
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.